This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Protecting the Black Woman is the theme of an art exhibit running this month at Madison College's gallery at the Truax campus. It's the second annual exhibit organized by the Black Women's Affinity Group at the college in honor of a member who passed away suddenly in fall of 2021, Djibouti Akia. Siobhan Bone is the Intersectional Education and Outreach Coordinator for Madison College. She's president of the Black Women's Affinity Group there. Siobhan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Desiree Mayo is an Oregon, Wisconsin-based visual artist. Desiree, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Siobhan, could you start us off by telling us about the goals of the Black Women's Affinity Group there at Madison College?
Yeah. The purpose of the Black Women's Affinity Group is really to give Black female employees at Madison College a space to be able to engage with each other, to be able to express those shared experiences that we have throughout the college, to support each other, to nurture each other, to help each other grow, and to really help amplify what it is to be a Black woman, what it is to be a Black woman in a higher education institution, and what are those supports and needs that we ask for from the institution in order for us to continue thriving and being successful.
And Siobhan, I mentioned this art exhibit. This is the second one now in honor of Djibouti Akia. Can you tell us a little bit about who she was and how she inspired you to do this annual art exhibit?
Yeah, so she, Djibouti was amazing. She, again, was a former employee of Madison College, and she was kind of like the heart of the Black Women Affinity Group. She was kind of almost like the mother or the grandmother to many of the members in the sense that, you know, she was very firm in her beliefs and firm in, you know, the ways that, that Black women should be able to represent themselves and carry themselves at the institution, but she was also very kind at the same time and nurturing to all of us. And so she really became the heart of the organization. And when she passed away in September of 2021, it left a very big gap for the group. And before she passed away, she had this vision of having an art gallery that would celebrate Black women and celebrate all of the awe and the, you know, the creativity and the individualism that you can only get from engaging with a Black woman. And so when she passed away, BWAG decided we need to do something in her honor. And that was when they held their first art gallery that was titled Honoring the Black Woman in February of 2022.
Now, Desiree, you're one of the artists featured in this year's exhibition. So the theme this year, Protecting the Black Woman, can you talk about as an artist how you started with that theme and ran with the creative process?
Oh, so just having someone being able to open the door for me, Cindy Hedstrom, which is amazing. She told me that, oh, you got to get into this. And I'm like, oh, I did not know. Maybe I should. This should be fun. And I was thinking about like, okay, I do collages with my pieces, but I wanted to do something that had to do that was special for them. And so I took, and everyone's always telling me I need to draw myself. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I do not want to draw me. I just don't. So I took my silhouette and then I put the artwork inside my hair and inside of my hair to make it look like Africa. And then the other one is a head wrap. And then inside of them was just different women from the past and present who have done amazing things to protect the Black woman. And I feel like with their accomplishments, they are able also what they've done was protecting me and still, you know, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama, Ida B. Wells, you know, Diane, Whitney Houston was in there, Mamie Smith, different singers, actress, civil rights leader, Harriet Tubman. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for these amazing Black women. And so I was like, this is just perfect. And I just ran with it, and I'm just still in love with it.
And now, I think I read this is your first time participating in a gallery setting like this, Desiree. What's that experience been like for you to, you know, to see your work up there with other artists inspired by this theme of protecting the Black woman?
It's been amazing because it's just you're able to see other people do what you do. And it's kind of hard when you live in an area where everybody does so many different things. But when you find other artists that want to protect and do what you do, like it's just been incredible. And I'm going to be every time they have it, I'm there. Like I'm not stopping.
Siobhan, can you talk a little more about the theme and why the Black Women's Affinity Group chose it for this year?
Yeah, we sat at our executive planning meeting last July and we're trying to think of, you know, do we want to do the gallery? Do we have the energy to do it again? You know, there were a lot of people involved in it last year in the planning that aren't art gallery experts. So it was a lot of energy. And then you have to think on top of that, they were also trying to mourn the loss of a very close friend. And so we were talking about, do we want to do this? We were talking about the state of Black females at the college at the time. And, you know, how did we feel, you know, where do we feel we're at? And in having those discussions, we came to the conclusion that what we really need is protection. And what does that look like? And, you know, what do we need to ask from our leaders at the institution to get that protection in the form of support, right, in the form of justice, so that we can continue to perform at our best and feel safe in the space. And so that's where the theme, protecting the Black woman, came from. It's not just a theme for the art gallery, it's a theme for our group for the year. And the different activities that we have planned have been with that theme in mind. The different social gatherings that we've planned for us to build community with each other have been with that theme in mind. The discussions that we've had when we've invited different leaders into the space to share our experiences and what we need in order to feel adequately protected, you know, that's all been with this theme in mind. And so our art galleries is really just a visual representation of our ask and, you know, kind of what our charge has been for our group for the entire year.
Desiree, in addition to this Madison College exhibition, what do you have coming up next? Are you inspired by participating in this in your next work of art?
Oh, yes, for sure. I have my artwork right now is at Malone University in Canton, Ohio. It is also at Oregon High School, where I work at the middle school. So I have even pieces there. But it's at the high school, the art gallery that they have there. I'm trying to get my artwork on buttons so that they can go in schools. I hope and pray that we can have a Protecting the Black Women or a BWAG at other schools and other places, because I'm at Oregon and there's not that many of us here, but we need to have our support together. So maybe we can have these like build little small community things with it. But oh, I'm not stopping. Maybe I'll stop in March because I've been doing so much in February, but April, I'm coming back with fire.
And Siobhan, actually, that leads right into something I wanted to ask you about. The phrase affinity group may not be a household word for a lot of people. If people are out there in communities around the state and thinking, I like that idea, what would you suggest to them about how to start something like what you're doing at Madison College?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to give a quick shout out to Jody Pope. She is the founder of the Black Women Affinity Group here at Madison College. And honestly, she came up with the idea that we need to get everyone together. And so she reached out to whoever she needed to in administration to get a list of those who she could invite to the group and emailed people directly saying, please come join us. Please be a part of our community. We have marketing. So they were able to put blasts out just to everyone at Madison College saying, hey, if you're a Black female, this is an affinity group that's being created to help support you and build you up during your time here. And we had leaders who we're letting people know. So it's got to be a multi-pronged approach to make sure that we're reaching out and getting that message across to everyone so that they can decide if they want to join or not. And we've just been thankful that the majority of the Black females that work for Madison College have an interest in the group, and the community building has been nothing short of magical, beautiful. I've loved every minute of it.
We'll leave it there. Siobhan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Desiree, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
I've been talking to Siobhan Bowen, president of the Madison College Black Women's Affinity Group, and Desiree Mayo, an Oregon-based visual artist. We talked to them about an art exhibit that's running for another week at the college's gallery at the Truax campus on the theme, Protecting the Black Woman.